The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Hey, good morning. We are the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Morning.
We got a lot to get through. Big announcement in terms of Blues Fest.
Oh yeah, amazing.
You probably know, but if you don't, I don't want to wreck it. You guys want to save it, or do we just want to?
Is it Louis Armstrong?
It's not Louis Armstrong.
It's not.
Is it BB King?
It is not BB King.
Those who know will be excited about it already. Let's not ruin the surprise
for others. Okay, yeah. Sure.
We don't want to incite any rage or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. What are we, machines? A woman wrangled an otter.
Yeah. And it's quite the description of it, too. Like, whoever is describing, is it her or daughter? I don't know.
It's her,
yeah. She is. She was on top of it, literally.
Could there be a more adorable wrangling, though?
I didn't think they were violent, the otter.
No. They're so cute. Little hands.
Whenever I see an otter, I'm like, I want one.
It's so badly. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to, there's a list of sounds that make us crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I disagree with a single sound on the list.
No, but there's probably some more. I know there's one that's not on the list that drives me insane.
You're cheating on your partner with food. And our Justin Bieber ticket giveaway.
Overwhelmed with calls.
Unbelievable amount of people. If you're not familiar and you're losing your mind because you're like, this is a Shay or Justin Bieber. We are trying to make you a hero in somebody you know's life.
Yeah.
We know if you listen to this station, you don't.
Probably
don't like Bieber. But there's someone, a daughter or a sister or someone, a brother, who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Who loves Justin Bieber. Valentine's Day is this weekend. We want to make you a hero.
Yeah.
So we'll explain that in a little bit, too. Hey, we're the Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. So a majority of you are cheating on your partners.
What?
Yeah. This is a top story. You're not doing it with another human being or anything, or any mammal. You're doing it with food.
Really?
Yep. Apparently.
So like you're hiding food from your spouse?
71% of people say they sometimes secretly make unhealthy food choices behind their partner's back.
Oh.
And 55% have hidden food from their partner somewhere in the house.
Well, my wife can rest assured that I have never done that.
Never,
she can probably attest to it. She has seen me eat every gross thing I've put in my mouth. Sometimes the look of disappointment on her face is evident.
Yeah.
Just looking at me like, you are disgusting. But, whatever. What's she going to do, leave?
I've hidden cookie boxes, not to stash them so I can only have them or to hide, because I'll be in bed or something eating them and then leave them on the side table. And then in the morning, I don't want to walk to the kitchen.
Right.
So I just chuck them in a drawer.
Okay.
And then forget their.
Well, that's not really hiding.
No.
I've got caught a couple times. Like, we go to Papa Jack's just down the road here.
Uh-huh.
And I'll get a bunch of popcorn to take home, but then I'll grab, like, the 50-cent bag
a little bag just for
the
ride.
And then I eat that for myself and, like, not tell my wife about it. And then I get in the car and I forget to throw it out. It's like, I was hungry.
Yeah, but that's like.
No, I know, but like, why
grown ass man?
I understand.
Eat what you want.
You'd just rather not hear it.
Yeah,
you'd
just
rather not hear it.
Just tune it out, man.
I have a friend, one of my favorite stories of all time in terms of hiding food, named Lance, whose wife went through some health issues. And then when she came out of it, she was. They decided to live a lot healthier and eat a lot healthier. And he signed on, but he has a massive weakness. For chocolate milk.
Well, it's delicious when you're drinking.
It's his favorite thing in the whole world. So, but that was not on their new
menu.
Advised health menu.
Ah, yeah.
So on his way home from work, he used to pull into a convenience store and go in and buy a 1 liter jug of chocolate milk and just sit in his car in the parking lot.
1 liter, Wow. And, not just a little carton?
No. Ooh. And down it and get rid of the evidence at the garbage there.
I just picture him sitting there with a tear going down his face with, like, nothing compares to you on the radio. And he just gulp.
Since he's just found a liter of chocolate milk.
The huge mustache that he refuses to wipe off. Yeah.
I'm leaving it till I get old.
Yeah. Well, I guarantee you most of this is just to save hearing about it.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, I've hidden food from my kids before when they were younger, but that's just so they wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, don't eat my food, man. Yeah. Get out of here, little buggers. Beat it.
I think we all used to crush pop cans and put them in the couch cushions thinking our parents wouldn't find all the
I used to, yeah.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I used to be on like a two pop a day thing.
Oh, wow.
You were allowed two?
Yeah.
I was allowed one.
I crush them and jam them into the couch between
They'll
the couches.
They'll never know they're here. I didn't have any problems with that. My parents used to go to the pop shop and get those bottles and the crates. And then, I mean, I basically smoked two packs of cigarettes.
Well, that's
a day,
what I was going to say. Your parents used to basically smoke two packs of cigarettes.
I was just drinking pop and smoking cigarettes, eating fries.
Yeah.
It's amazing I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I don't hide food. Like, look at this.
Yeah. I used to jam Kraft cheese slices of packaging.
The wrappers?
The wrappers in between the couch cushions.
I used to leave them in my pocket because I was lazy.
All right. Well, yeah.
We talk about this all day.
It's really great being a guy.
Yeah, sure.
It's the half-ass news with Biggs and Barr.
Well, your Ottawa Senators are in Colorado to take on the Avalanche tonight. Leafs host the Arizona Coyotes. Those Coyotes coming off a 3-2 win last night in Montreal, so that's nice. Toronto Raptors made Canadian sports history last night. They won their 15th consecutive game, beating the Timberwolves 137-126. Not a lot of defense in that game, eh? The win... win streak topped the Calgary Stampeders, who won 14 straight in 2016 for the longest single-season win streak from a major Canadian-based professional team in the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, or CFL. So, good for them.
Yeah.
That's
really impressive.
It really is impressive, and it is a shame that, like, just Toronto is talking about it. Like, no one cares about the Raptors.
No one really does.
And they just, and they're like...
Like, I'll be honest.
Unbelievable.
Every day, if, like, the Raptors play, I could report the wrong score, and no one here would correct
me. Crazy.
Nobody.
It's true.
Nobody.
They don't care.
Yeah.
All the elementary teachers are in the picket lines in Ontario today in their second province-wide strike, trying to put pressure on the government and contract talks. They're using the other 4 days of the week to stage rotating strikes, ensuring that each board is hit twice a week. I did notice a noticeable reduction in traffic on my way to work this morning. I don't know if that's coincidence or not.
Yeah.
Having to stay home and look after their kids. Premier Doug Ford's government says they're considering allowing cannabis lounges in cafes as they move toward an open market for pot in the province. They will have some sort of consultation on it.
Why don't they just get the first part right first?
Yeah. Well, I guess you would just be able to bring your own, right?
Yes.
Because they want to do it for, like, well, outdoor festivals and concerts and stuff like that. Just basically, like, getting a liquor permit.
Because I've been to Amsterdam, and it's legal in those places.
Yeah.
You can't just walk around. It's very faux pas. Like, it's a thing you don't do. So, I don't know.
I know people will be outraged about it, so they want to hear from the public before committing to a direction.
Oh, God.
And they gave ask the public what
they gave
say.
No time. They won't listen to the public. Anytime they hear, pro tip for everybody listening, anytime the government asks for your opinion, they don't care. They just want to make it seem like you have a say in it. That's all it is. And you ever have your neighbors complain because you play your music too loud? There's an 82-year-old guy named Ian Traynor in England. He doesn't hear all that well, so when he listens to his classical music, he just hammers it.
Wow.
So his neighbors got so pissed off, they called the cops. They got a court order that banned Ian from playing his classical music above a normal talking level of 65 decibels. But Ian says, piss off, and he ignored the warning, just kept blasting the music. So he was arrested for violating the order, and then last week they put him in jail for 24 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He did not look impressed. You know those pictures of gurners? Those people who can put, like, their bottom lip over their nose?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's what he looks
like. Oh, like Popeye, kind of.
Kind of like that, but very angry. Some flurries this morning. Could get some freezing rain probably around now, so be careful if you're driving. High plus 2. Tomorrow, sunny and 0. And they say Thursday we're going to get periods of snow. They've learned not to tell us how much yet because they don't really know. And a high of minus 4. Right now it's minus 6, and that's the latest.
This is the Z Ottawa, home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings, 106.1. Shay.
Good morning, we're the Biggs and Barr Show. We got some stuff to do. We're going to talk about sounds that drive people crazy.
Yeah.
Also, instant answer question
time. Your show drives me crazy.
The sound of you's voices.
You guys are driving me crazy.
And yesterday, we decided that we wanted to make you a hero to your daughter, your wife, your whoever in your life. Because we know you don't like Justin Bieber, but somebody you do probably will go nuts to go to the show. That's coming in September. Uh-huh. So we had some instructions to call and sing some Bieber and all this. And the response.
Great response.
Has been unbelievable.
Yes.
So many good dads and moms and sisters and whatever, uncles trying to win someone tickets. So mm-hmm. we appreciate that. We're going to play some of those coming. Hey, we're the Biggs and Bar Show. Good morning. We came across some Justin Bieber tickets. Someone in the industry said, hey, we got tickets. You guys want them? And we're like,
Sure.
None of us want to go to the show, but maybe we could make someone's Valentine awesome, make some dad a hero in the eyes of his daughter or his wife, or make a mom a hero in the eyes of her son. Who knows, right?
Yeah. Might as well.
So we thought we'll get some entertainment out of this as well, though, and make grown-ass folks do dumb stuff, like sing Justin Bieber. So if you want the tickets, you need to call our Dougie line at 613-216-3849. Leave us a message that involves your name, who the tickets are for, and you have to sing some Bieber. And we didn't know how many calls we'd get.
Yeah.
But we were overwhelmed. Yeah.
Blown away.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a couple of them here just to give you some more examples. Well, here's some of the highlights in the last 24 hours.
Hey, Big Jim Byron, Pace to Jamie. So I work with these, like, 30-year-olds. So, of course, they're not smart. So they, like, listen to Justin Bieber and stuff. And I'm, like, the driver, which means I'm even less smart. But they're dispatch. So every once in a while I call them up, and I'm all like, dispatchito. And they're like, man, you're totally 40 and not killing it. You're not fired, man. That's what they say. You're not fired. That's what the kids say nowadays.
They're not fired.
So
my kids are 30. Cool.
Did he give us his name or who the tickets are for? No.
I don't think he did. No.
He didn't really sing. He just said dispatchito.
Dispatchito.
Yeah. I don't know if that qualifies.
I don't think. Thanks for the entertaining phone call. But, I don't think you're going to win.
We have another?
Yeah, a lovely lady put her skills to work here.
What is that a song? I don't know. I'll be honest, I didn't do any research on the lyrics of Justin Bieber's songs.
You didn't go through his catalog?
No, I didn't.
You didn't spend all night listening to Bieber and get familiar with all his songs?
No.
All right. Another one?
Yeah, this guy's fantastic. Yeah.
Hey, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy, yummy. Say the word on my way. Yeah, babe. All night, any day. Say the word on my way, yeah, babe. In the morning or late, say the word. As for Bieber tickets for my wife.
Oh, so reluctant.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
For my wife.
Yeah. So we got dozens of them. We're going to go through them, and we'll play some more a little bit later in the show.
Call if you want to join in, 613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie, D-U-G-Y.
Win Bieber tickets.
Yeah.
There's so many, you could tell, like, guys in their work truck or in their and people in their office just bent down and trying to be quiet. It was pretty funny.
We wish you all the best. All right, everyone, good luck. Who wants those? We'll award them on Friday to our favorite.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we're going to get some flurries this morning. Could get some freezing drizzle, so watch out if you're driving to work. High of plus +2. The elementary public school teachers are on strike today, like all of them, all across the province. But you probably already knew that if you have a kid in elementary school.
Yeah.
Your car insurance is going to go up this year, most likely. You know, that service you pay for but are afraid to use in case your rates go up. Legalized robbery.
It really is. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's going up again.
I don't know how it's legal. Yeah.
Nice.
Like 10 or 11%.
What?
Oh, yeah. They're allowed to from the government.
They can do whatever they want, and we legally have to. It's unbelievable.
It's absurd. Yeah. And we all have sounds or noises that drive us crazy. Like I am incredibly annoyed by the sound of my dog continuously panting.
Really?
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
The stupid three-footed one.
Yeah, my Frenchie, when he licks himself anywhere, it's so obnoxious. Yeah. And he does it for, like, ever. And I'm just like, stop licking yourself!
Yeah.
Stop it!
Yeah, but if you could do that, you would too, right, bro?
I mean, it's not even his junk. It's just, like, his paw. He's just like... 3 hours later, stop it! Your paw's clean! But there is a list.
Yeah, they did like some survey or something like
everyday
that.
Noises that make you cringe.
Well, I'm going to play the worst one, get it out of the way.
Sure.
Like, to me, this is the worst one. Like, the most aggravating, at least.
Oh, my God.
That's utensils on a plate.
Well, who would scrape the utensils like that?
Like, for that long? Psychopaths.
Yes, thank you.
Sound like flat wheels on the LRT to me.
Yeah. Attaboy. A balloon being rubbed, that doesn't irritate me.
What, like being rubbed?
Like, do you
have guess, like, for static?
Yeah, I guess to the side. Okay. That's not that irritating. Old pencil that's so worn down it squeaks, like the eraser part. Who's, first of all, who's still using pencils? Where was this?
I have never heard that noise.
Yeah, when it gets down to the metal and you're erasing something.
Well, you're just scraping
goes,
metal.
It basically, that's what it is, yeah. That's it.
Smoke alarms in there, obviously. The default ringtone on your phone. Who has their phone on ring anymore?
I do, yeah.
Styrofoam.
I think I have the default ringtone on mine.
Your phone actually rings?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's how you know to answer it.
Well, it vibrates. Isn't
yeah, but if I don't have it on me, like if it's I have it over somewhere else and
are you the
me.
President of the United States? Why do you need to, like...
What no, I can string a, I can string a sentence together.
And then a lot of dog noises,
yeah,
like...
Pet throwing
cat
up here.
Puking. Oh,
yeah.
Is that a dog?
Somebody murdering it?
Oh. Like a cat with a hairball is pretty bad.
Yeah. It's not the noise. It's what's happening that makes me angry because I know there's going to be a pile of vomit on the carpet. It's like, not the...
Yeah, like a cat hairball is basically looks like a turd with puke on it once it comes up.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Jesus.
That's why I don't like having carpet in my house.
Number one is the other people's mouth noises.
Oh, that can be disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's like anyone eating a banana.
That's an open mouth chewer right there.
Yeah, of course.
You can't not make those noises eating a banana, even with your mouth closed. Nobody eats a banana. Like, the noise drives me crazy, and I know it drives others. Like, you used to eat a lot of bananas,
and
I eat bananas, and I would...
Yeah, it's a bad noise.
Yeah, it's not
a...
It drives your bananas.
It drives us bananas. Yeah, all right. Let's end on that.
Play the... No, play the utensil noise again.
Oh, okay. Don't.
Just
don't,
to piss people off.
Don't.
I don't like it.
It does sound like a train.
It does.
Yeah.
Screeching to a halt, too. But I guess it would have to be moving first before it got to a halt. So we don't know what that sounds like here in Ottawa. Hey! Trains suck!
Biggs and Barr. The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shea.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What was your favorite thing about being a kid?
Looking back on it now as an adult, not knowing stuff.
Yeah, the...
like the phrase,
the freedom
innocence
of
is
ignorance.
Bliss.
Yeah.
Is, your ignorance is bliss is great. Because the more you know... the less you like stuff.
Sure. Like, remember when you're a kid, you're like, I can't wait to get older and like make my own decisions. God, no.
Yeah, don't.
No.
Let people make decisions. 100%.
For
you. Why is a cougar also called a mountain lion and a puma? Well, different areas call it different things.
Also called a pine cat.
Yeah.
If you're in British Columbia.
That's true,
Yeah. will you be giving a rage? Oh, wait. Never mind. We haven't really talked about that yet.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, is the answer.
Yeah, we will. Do you think the teachers will strike on February 17th, Family Day? No, I don't.
It doesn't benefit them at
all. They are striking today, though, the public elementary school teachers.
All
which really sucks if you have an elementary school-aged child.
Yeah, a little guy?
Yeah.
Or girl?
Yeah. Because basically, I might make people mad when I say this, but it's true. Teachers are important, okay? I understand it.
Yeah.
They educate. I get it.
Yeah.
I get the point of teachers.
Yeah.
But your primary job for elementary school is daycare. So the parents have somewhere to put their kids so they can go to work.
Yeah, a combination of having daycare.
That is the primary job.
They're also teaching them, though.
They are, absolutely.
Yeah. They could, if that was the case, they could just put it on a laptop and open it up at home if it was just teaching.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying, I didn't say it was just teaching.
In this world, you need somewhere for your elementary-aged kids to go.
Yeah.
And that is provided by the school. Number one job,
right.
Daycare.
Yeah.
Sorry if that makes you mad. That's true. Not saying you're bad at teaching or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not but doing it.
Yeah.
No, well, that's why they're not doing it.
Yeah.
They're not getting what they want.
Did Jason ever figure out what was calling in the woods yesterday? Yesterday I posted a story on Instagram, and I heard this weird noise I had never heard before. I kind of live out in the woods.
Yeah.
Strange noise in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Here's it's you.
Here's the clip.
Yeah, that.
The hell is that?
You don't like swear, do you?
No. It waits a while. Before it was making like every 3 seconds, and then it wasn't, just to piss me off.
It's coming up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Shh.
There it is.
Yeah. No, at first, I thought it was a machine, like a truck backing up or something like that. But
sounds like a submarine.
Yeah.
It
sounded like an underwater
like
sound. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a lot louder on the old phone.
Yeah.
You could really hear it.
We could hear it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm assuming it was some sort of
bird. I think it was probably an owl.
Why do you have that annoying intro? Makes me not want to text you, but you did text, didn't
you? Yeah, you texted.
So.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I mean, a lot
gotcha.
Of things annoy a lot of different people. Some people love it. Some people hate it.
Do you remember really, it?
Yeah.
You remember it, don't you?
Yeah.
If we changed it, a bunch of people would be angry. If we don't change it, a bunch of people would be angry.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't please everybody.
What's your favorite musical? Oh, Les Mis for me. Sorry, I have to say it right or they get mad. Les Misérables is my favorite.
Who gets mad?
You guys.
We
you guys
get mad?
Mom, you always, say, always oh. make me say it.
I don't think I have a favorite
musical. I don't think we've ever
musical.
Made you say that. You don't have a favorite musical? What is it, like probably like Ragtime or something for you?
No. Ragtime?
That would be like the worst.
Is that even a thing?
Yeah.
Is there a musical called Ragtime?
Sure. I have seen musicals. Like I saw Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh, of late, Jason.
Uh-huh.
You've got a bunch of new like hoodies and stuff. Maybe it's Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
No, I do
started. He started wearing color.
It would probably be the last one I would see.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. What's yours?
Showboat? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Showboat's all right.
Is it all right?
Yeah, all right.
Okay. It's all right.
Guys and Dolls.
Here's a weird question. Is it okay to dry your a-hole on the bed?
Wow.
How clean is it?
I mean, if your a-hole is your husband, I guess so. You can have him lay on the bed and dry him off. if that's your guy's thing.
No.
No, I don't think so. Rub it on the carpet like a good dog.
Yeah, no. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Hey, it's the Biggs and Barr Show. It's time for Joke Text. You text us your best worst joke to 762-555. We read them to the mighty pasty, and whichever he laughs at the hardest wins.
Yeah. Ready to laugh, boys.
Okay.
Okay.
How much does a hipster weigh?
How much?
On Instagram.
I've never heard that.
Really?
That's a.
I sit here and look at all the inventions in my life, and the one that stands out is the dry erase board. Remarkable.
Yeah, it is.
You can
write on it again after you dry erase it.
Yeah.
How does a duck fart?
How?
Out of his ass quack.
Jesus.
Somebody threw some mayo at me. I said, what the hell, man?
Hey, good.
Almonds,
gross.
Yeah.
Beekeeper here. Why do astronaut bees like to get married?
Why?
Because they like to go on honeymoons. So stretch.
Wow, a double whammy.
I don't think there is a such thing as an astronaut bee. you can hear about the police artist who was fired?
What about Buzz Aldrin?
It's a good one, though. That was that quick. That was pretty quick. But you're wrecking the flow of the bit, so can you keep your comments to yourself and just laugh, monkey?
Okay, what about Buzz Aldrin? I mean, the police monkey?
No. Did you hear about the police artist who
artist.
Was fired?
No.
Yeah, I know, because details are sketchy.
Yeah. Did you know that the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France?
Yeah.
They were cooked in Greece.
Really?
Because you have to fry them.
Yeah.
Nothing about the country.
What do you call a kid who stands up to their bully?
What?
An ambulance? I don't know if you should laugh that
way.
Wow.
All right.
Where do you laugh anymore?
No, you can laugh.
Yeah,
you can
laugh at anything you want.
I love your laugh.
Where do cantaloupe go in the summertime?
Where?
John Cougar's melon camp. That was a good one. Is that the winner? Are you going to laugh more? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to laugh harder.
I think that's it. Yeah. I think that's the joke.
So ambulance win again.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We had some other good ones, so, but that one, I don't think you're going to laugh more.
Yeah.
Even Chris. That was great.
I got me.
Read it again.
Where do cantaloupe go in the summertime? John Cougar's Melon Camp.
It's amazing.
It's good.
Yeah. So good.
Very good.
Congratulations. You got tickets to
see Supertramp, right? Yeah. Not Supertramp.
No, but the
Supertramp's Roger Hodgson at the National Arts Center.
Yeah. Good old Roger. Still tramping it up, baby.
Yeah.
Not a boy.
The Bix and Bar Show.
And I never heard of an attack otter.
No.
But there was a story about a woman today that had to wrestle one.
Polk County, Florida is where this comes from.
Of course, Florida. Yeah.
A woman and her 17-year-old daughter and their dog got into a wee bit of a scrap with an otter.
You say a 17-year-old dog?
No, daughter.
Okay. Oh.
And her dog.
Okay. I wasn't really listening.
So the daughter, Gwen Ewert, let the French bulldog in from the backyard. Mm. He wanted to go right back out again, so she let him out and apparently heard a panic and a commotion.
Okay.
Started running out. The dog was all tangled up with an otter. Oh. The mother does talk about it. We'll let her explain the story.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. My husband's like, Case, you just alligator wrangled an otter in the living room.
All I saw was like a big like black ball like all over the place. And so he like stumbled in the door and then I tried to shut it as fast as possible. But then like the otter got stuck.
He and the dog are in a big tangled tumbleweed spinning around in here. I grabbed it and this is the chair. I walked by this chair and I was like, somebody open the door, screaming with it. And it grabbed on and was like, pulling the chair back. And I was like,
So,
wow.
Yeah, so it busted into the house with the dog, rolling around, going nuts. The daughter did get bit on her leg.
Oh. Okay.
She got rabies shots. Everything's fine.
Yeah, she's not going to have it amputated or anything.
No. And it's gone. The otter took off after they chucked it outside.
Otters are so cute, though.
They're so adorable.
Like sea otters, right?
I guess.
Listen, I have a French bulldog, and he's a jerk. So, like, I love him, but he's a jerk.
Yeah, he is.
And he would, if there was an otter in our backyard, no matter how adorable and sweet, he would try to maul it for sure. I'm thinking it's the dog's fault. I think the otter was just kind of hanging out. And the dog started beef with this poor otter and then rolled into the house and just bit something. Unfortunately, it was the daughter. But
yeah,
one of the otter things I'll hear today.
Hey, you think you otter know better.
You otter know better. You otter believe this happened.
But they are the most adorable things in
they
the
are.
World.
Yeah, yeah.
I always say when I see one on like a video, I'm like, I want an otter.
Just a little hand.
Where would you keep it? Like, yeah. You have to have a big bathtub?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to get a pool.
I have a decent
something.
Sized bathtub. Could it just stay there?
And sleep on its back?
Yeah.
Its entire existence?
Like, do they always have to be wet, or can they just hang around like dogs? I don't know.
I think they pretty much always have to be wet.
Do I have to make that noise that lady made to be around it?
I'm not sure.
No?
What's that? Is that the dog and the otter fighting? Is that?
Yes. That's what she says.
Oh, that's what it is.
They were all tangled up. No, it's not what you're thinking, Jason.
Okay.
Jesus.
You otter know better.
Yeah.
You otter know better.
I have no other ones. You guys got any?
No.
No. Just, no. No.
Say it. Say it.
It makes no sense, Chris.
That's okay. Why I want you to say it.
I was going
to
say they were in that's a very urgent situation.
Urchin?
Because they break sea urchins. They can see. That's so one, of their,
we'd have
that's
to
one
know,
of their traits. Exactly.
We'd
that's
have to
why
know scientific information
it.
About the otter.
Yeah.
I think the whole Ottawa area is sick of hearing about this.
The Bix and Bar Show.
Hey, Bix and Bar Show. Giving away Bieber tickets, not because we think you want them. We know you don't. But somebody you know wants them. Your daughter, your wife, your friend, whoever. Doesn't matter.
So we thought we had a little fun with it.
Yeah.
And ask you to call 613-216-3849 and leave a message for us of you singing a Bieber song.
Basically, the entire point of this is to encourage grown people to make an ass of themselves.
Yeah.
So we have some of them here, some examples. James, which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with let's start with Despacito.
Okay.
Despacito, maca laca maca down in Puerto Rico.
Sorry to pause.
He's got the tune all right.
Is Porco Rico near Puerto Rico? I'm not sure.
Big with pigs.
Yeah. All right.
Despacito. Macalaga, maca down in Porco Rico. Macalaga, zaganaga, maca da mito.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Good job.
This guy's one of my favorites for sure.
Baby, oh, like baby, never say never. I will fight. Cow. What's the other ones?
I get the feeling he's dancing. he's spinning with his phone.
I think he's just reading song titles
you
and having no idea.
Oh,
what
he's trying to think, though.
Yeah,
Listen,
yeah, maybe. Yeah.
What's the other ones? They say that hate is consent. Let us talk of love.
I don't know that.
That is a guy whose daughter is cranking those from her room all day, or he's in the car and he eventually just learns the words.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got, guys. Yeah. All right. Take care. Thanks.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That's good here, too.
I'm hoping to get the Justin Bieber tickets for my girlfriend because my dignity is definitely nowhere near as important as her happiness. So,
yep.
Smart guy.
Feeling you, friend.
Smart guy.
As long as you love me, we could be starving, we could be broke. As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum, I'll be your silver, I'll be your gold. As long as you love me. All right, boys. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
So reluctant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That song is a lie.
Yeah.
Because if you're starving to death, you're dead. You're nobody's boyfriend.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So if you want to leave a message, do so. 613-216-3849. We would love to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
And play it for your buddies.
Yeah. And we will award our favorite the tickets on Friday.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
My friend over there in his burgundy hoodie, Jason Barr.
Hi.
Is going to ask you 5 trivia questions. You burgundy. Have to. What?
Burgundy.
It's, well, what color is this? Not burgundy?
It's kind of burgundy, kind of red, depending on the light.
Plum?
No, it's
not.
No, it's not purple enough to be plum.
It's not quite maroon.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay. He's going to ask 5 trivia questions. You have 30 seconds to get them right. You can pass and come back, but only your first answer for each question counts.
Yes.
And we don't tell you whether they're right or wrong until the end.
We have Steve on the line. Hey, Steve.
Okay. Hi.
Are you ready, Steven?
Yes.
Your time will begin after I read the first question.
Okay.
Here we go. What do the letters MVP stand for in sports?
Most valuable player.
What band sings the songs Bulls on Parade and Killing in the Name of?
Killing in the Name of Love. Pass.
What body part of Evander Holyfield did Mike Tyson bite?
Ear.
What is the capital city of New York State?
New York.
What U.S. state is Merle Haggard referring to when he says he's proud to be an Okie from Muskogee?
Okie from Muskogee.
Sorry, Steve. You are out of time, friend.
Steven.
But we will go over the answers. The letters MVP do stand for most valuable player.
All right. It's not the primate? Most valuable primate.
No, that was a movie. Oh, it was different.
Okay, sorry. Was he a hockey player in that
one? He was. It was a great movie.
Yeah.
What band sings the song Bulls on Parade and Killing the Navo? That would be Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I wonder why we're talking about them? That.
Mike Tyson did bite Evander Holyfield's ear. The capital of New York State is not New York City. It's Albany, New York. And the U.S. state that Merle Haggard was referring to when he says he's proud to be an Okie from Muskogee is...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
So, unfortunately, Steve, you didn't win. But thanks for calling, man.
Full 20!
Take care, bud.
Full 20!
Yeah, so thanks to Steve's inadequacy. The pot tomorrow is full 20.
$420.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet. It's really get 4 trivia questions right if you can figure out the pattern that we're developing.
Don't give people
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Rage Against the Machine was mentioned in there.
Yeah.
We have some news about them.
If you haven't heard, you might be excited. We are.
Oh, so excited. Yeah.
Lots of 40-year-old men dancing in the streets yesterday.
Yeah, so mad. I can't wait to see the show. Because I... You know, when you see all the old footage of Rage when everyone was 20 and jumping, like losing their minds. Yeah. I can't wait to see all these men's bunch knees of, give out.
Yeah, male pattern baldness and
me
golf
included.
Shirts.
I'm going to be right there front row. I am there. They have announced that headlining the show on July 17th at Blues Fest will be Rage Against the Machine.
I like it.
Which is amazing.
Wow.
Now, full lineup will be announced on the 18th of February. They'll do a one-day pre-sale on the Wednesday. And then, of course, we'll have tickets giving away to give away here. But
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's big news.
Sure is. One of my favorite things growing up is in the Bulls on Parade music video.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they do a quick, very quick shot of the crowd. And the whole crowd is jumping in unison.
Oh,
I
yeah.
always, even when I was a kid, I was like, man, compacting that looked so cool. I'm like, that looked so like 20, cool.
And it looks like 30 to 35, like a ton of people, like 1,000 people all jumping at once. Now, all those people are our age now.
Yeah. Right.
In their 40s.
With orthotics.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see.
And knee braces.
I mean, I still think everyone will jump. I know I will. Yeah. I'm really excited. It's one of my favorite bands of all time, so I'm very excited. But
hopefully
I
it's an overcast day and not too sunny, so all those guys
I don't want to get too sweaty.
With male pattern baldness, you don't want to get sunburned on the tops of their heads.
And I still think everyone will jump. It'll just be less high. It'll just be like a little bunny hop.
Or they'll hold on to each other's shoulders to do it.
So
we make fun because it's fun, and it's us.
It's great.
Yeah. If you can't make fun of yourself, who can you make fun of?
Kick rocks if you can't.
But it's great. I love it.
Yes. So they are the July 17th headliner. The other dates, I mean, there's another, some other bands have been announced, but the full lineup will be unveiled on the 18th.
That's what I like about Blues Fest is because there's just a wide variety of things. Like, I want to see Rage Against the Machine, but I also want to see Jack Johnson.
Yeah, you love Jack Johnson.
Yeah, he's great.
That's great.
Different crowd.
For sure.
Different mood.
Yeah.
But still awesome.
You going to be jumping at that one?
Probably not. Yeah. Probably just sitting down.
I was having a chat with somebody about this yesterday who doesn't live in Ottawa. And they were saying, well, why do they call it Blues Fest?
Wow.
I'm like, it's just the history of it. It started as a blues festival.
There's still blues acts.
It's growing. There is blues and it's growing.
But once you get a brand, you just keep with it, right?
Yeah, they still, I mean, but to brand the city, maybe call it Ott Fest. I like that name, Ott Fest. No, not me. Just give it Blues Fest.
It really doesn't matter.
Blues Fest.
And am I just changing it to change it?
I think so.
Okay, fair enough. Free question in a sudden death battle royal that breaks out in your radio station broadcasting booth. Who would win? Keep in mind that anything can be used as a weapon in your work area. Any pent-up rage that may have been festering over the years may be triggered.
Ooh.
If the three of us just broken an actual fight to the death in this room?
Mm. Chris would win.
Yeah, probably.
Hands are the size of
unless we got your back.
Dumbbells.
If we got your back.
If you both teamed up on me.
Yeah. We could take you down.
You could take me down. One go high, one go low.
Yeah.
With weapons? I mean, like the higher one with weapons?
I don't need a weapon.
To kill me quickly? Because remember, you don't want me to. I can push your eyes into your skull probably faster than. I mean, like.
Yeah, but are you willing to bite me, though? I'll bite.
Yeah.
I'll bite you.
Yeah, I'll bite
you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It'd be quite the battle.
Yeah. No one would leave unscathed.
Because I know you guys save me, but neither of you are pushovers. You know what I mean? It's not like.
No.
No.
It's not like I'm fighting two Chris's from next door. Like, that would literally be like.
Yeah, from the Kiss station.
Yeah.
He's like 5 foot two.
It's like a. Yeah, it's like fighting toddlers. Like I could take on 40 of him.
Yeah.
Just pick one up and beat all the other ones to death with the first
swift
one.
Swift Breeze can take on him,
Yeah, all right.
The Bigs and Bar Show on 106.1 Shay.
Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys ready? Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Everybody's ready?
Yeah.
Bye.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Pretty sure it's brought to us by Algonquin Cullen.
Okay. Why do you call Jamie pasty?
Because he eats glue.
A pasty substance oozes from his pores constantly.
Yeah.
We use them to wallpaper our houses.
It was either pasty or pusty, and I chose pasty over pusty.
How do you think?
How do you eat your eggs? Cold with the shell on.
In my mouth.
Yeah.
Cooked. With my mouth.
I prefer them cooked.
No, I eat them cold with the shell on. I just pop in my mouth and crush it.
Poached eggs is my favorite, but they're a little annoying to make, so I don't usually make them. Or ever.
Do you have an egg poaching pan? I have one of those.
What's an egg poaching pan?
Well, it's like it's got a top part with little sections. You just grease up the cups. You put some water underneath. You put the top on, the lid.
See how much work you've just described?
No, I know. I never make them either.
Just scramble
you could
egg
just put
in
them
the pan.
In boiling water and poach the egg, too. Like, crack it open. But
What is something you've seen that you wish you could unsee?
Like something funny?
Yeah, because you were a first responder for a while. So.
I want to unsee a lot of things.
Yeah.
But
maybe something like amusing.
I know.
Oh, I know.
When NHL, I didn't see it, but I heard about it. Former NHLer Todd Harvey bent over in the dressing room to show everyone what his undercarriage looked like.
Yeah. You
know? And I didn't see it. It was described to me.
Yeah.
But it was described to me in such detail that I feel like I saw it. Yeah.
Mine would be the collection of skin tabs that used to be under my stepfather's arms.
Okay.
But I used to throw, when my friends would come to the cottage, I used to throw a frisbee high or a football high so he would have to reach up and grab it so all my friends could see the nightmare too.
Right.
Because it looked like he was growing fields of skin tabs.
That's great. It was like sprouts.
Yeah, one of the grossest things I've ever seen. James?
Why is go ahead.
Countless.
Okay. Countless.
Yeah. Why is a 2x4 called a 2x4 when it's really 1.5x3.5? Well, it's slightly larger than that, but I get your meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's aggravating. I know people say because it's easier to say 2x4, but why not just make it 2x4?
Yeah, I don't know.
Pulling the wool over our eyes forever. Like, everyone got mad at Subway when the 12-inch wasn't, or a foot-long wasn't exactly 12 inches.
Yeah.
Why does no one get mad about this wood debacle?
Because it's just a name for something.
No, I get it, but it's misleading.
I know it's misleading,
but
everyone in construction isn't misled.
No, I understand that, but I think if we really thought about it and we banded together, they could just make them actually 2x4, then it would make more sense.
It'd be more expensive because there'd be more wood.
Probably.
Yeah. Always costs more when you got more wood.
Yeah.
What is the secret to women? Who cares?
It's very misogynistic, Chris.
And joke.
I don't like your answer.
I have no clue.
You are contributing to the patriarchy with
that. No, I'm not. Because here's what I'm going to do.
And I am upset with you.
Make everything about them.
Here's what I'm going to do. Yeah, make everything about them. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say I do not have lady parts, so I am not qualified to answer that question.
Oh, wow.
Well, I think I am. I don't have lady parts either. But I think you just treat them like you treat anybody else. Because we're all equals here. Well, everyone deserves to be treated equally.
I mean, in a workspace, in a professional area,
anywhere,
of course.
Anywhere.
You should treat everyone the same.
Anywhere.
In your home.
Anywhere.
If you speak to your wife the same way you speak to your friends.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to have the best days.
Well,
that's just a
personality trait.
Yeah.
And treating everyone equally goes both ways.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
the golden rule, right?
Regardless of gender.
I like making my day easier. That's all I'm saying. Not harder. You know?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Learn that.
Mm-hmm. We have one more question.
Yeah.
What state has the world's longest multiple arch dam?
I wonder.
That's interesting.
You know?
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
I just learned something.
There you go.
I just learned which state had the longest multiple arch dam.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea.
You didn't know that it was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
No, I did not.
Wow.
And that is it for another edition of...
It's an answer question time.
Bigs and Bar Show does it for us today. We thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, if you want to get Justin Bieber tickets for someone you know really wants them, you might even really want them, and you're just lying, but call our Dougie line.
Yeah, 613-216-3849.
It's our Valentine's Day gift to someone you love. So you leave us your name, who you're going to give them to, like who really, really wants them. A lot of people, it's their kids, which is fine.
Sure.
And then you got to sing a little Bieber, like this guy right here.
For Justin Bieber tickets for my daughter. What do you mean? Sorry, I don't care. All I want for Christmas is you. 10,000 hours. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Is he just reading song titles?
Yeah.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
Is the Batman theme?
He hasn't a clue.
Yeah. Like, I'm not overly familiar with Justin's songs.
No. But I know they don't sound like Batman themes.
Yeah. Pretty sure those are just when you search Justin Timberlake or Bieber songs, that's the list. He just read the list.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Never say never.
And maybe we'll do something similar when we give away Blues Fest tickets.
We might.
To see Rage Against the Machine.
Sing some Rage.
Some people will be mad at that, too. We had a guy calling very mad about Rage Against the Machine playing Blues Fest, because that's not blues, just a brand, man.
It hasn't been blues for years.
There's some blues there still.
So. And they do have some blues.
We'll have the full lineup next Tuesday for that.
Yes, we will. Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to get out there before we get on up there?
I don't think so.
All right. Play safe, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao. The Bigs and Bar Show.